Jerusalem. This is our third day in Jerusalem. We are staying in the Holy Land Hotel in East Jerusalem. It is another fine day and warm, promising 40 degrees centigrade. We are 19 of us pilgrims in our group. We are off early after breakfast into the old city through Herod's Gate. We walk through the narrow streets towards the Jewish Quarter. We pass along some of the Via Dolorosa. We pass a group of young soldiers with machine guns, keeping the peace. Boys and girls, they don't yet look 16. We pass by the place where Jesus was tried by Pilate and condemned to crucifixion. In a corner, the narrow street bursts into a vast square. In front of us, the Wailing Wall, the most holy of sites for the Jewish people. At this time, it is the Sukkot festival, celebrating the Jewish flight from slavery in Egypt to new freedom in Palestine. There are thousands of people here, singing, rocking back and forward in vigorous prayer, placing written prayers in gaps and cracks in the wall. We first visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Dome of the Rock. We need to go through security, up a covered ramp and into the temple area. Our guide tells us about this and that, but it feels tense to be here. Our guide tells us how, a year ago, she was guiding a group, and then stones started, thrown by a group of young men. The soldiers started firing their guns. She had to find shelter for her group. Am I tense because there is tension here, or am I tense because I feel threatened by something I don't understand? As a non-Jew, I feel completely at home. I approach the wall. For these few minutes, it seems there are no questions, just a profound and life-filled sense of the spiritual, of God amongst us, the God of Abraham with us all. 20 minutes later, our group collects together again. We are off up the hill towards Schindler's grave, where we will lay stones. Later, we visit the Holocaust Museum, where I will sob for the children. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. From Luke, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. From Revelations, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of
heaven. Thank you. reluctant to start, Mike, because the photos are still rolling. They're just beautiful. They're really lovely. Thank you very much. And thank you to our Jerusalem Quartet. Very nice. Thank you very much. Lovely reflection for the end of the term, and it is a fabulous place. I think it's actually, well, I don't think I know, it is my favourite city in the world. A long time since I've been there, 1976, but I hope to be there for Easter this year coming, 2011. So that brought back lovely memories, Mike. Thank you very much indeed. The photos are wonderful.